From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. Bring Amtrak services back to southern Idaho and link it to Salt Lake City. That's the hope of the city of Boise, and they're looking for some public input on this idea. Bree Brush is the chief advisor on transportation in the mayor's office at Boise City Hall, and she sat down with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Let's take a listen.
Okay, let me see if I remember this right. There's something called the Corridor ID program, and in particular, we're talking about the corridor between Boise and Salt Lake City, and then there's this unique joint effort between Boise and Salt Lake to push or pull Amtrak to consider returning service to our region. Is that it in a nutshell?
Yes, that's exactly right. So this is an effort we've been working on since early last year. Mayor McLean at a mayor's conference had the opportunity to get together with the CEO of Amtrak, and he let her know that this new program was coming out related to passenger rail service, and that he had heard interest from Salt Lake City on a connection between Salt Lake and Boise. So the mayor took that, and she met with the mayor of Salt Lake and sat down with her to just figure out ways our two communities can connect, and passenger rail service being among them. The new opportunity through the Corridor ID program that was established in the bipartisan infrastructure law is perfect for that. It's going to help create a pipeline of projects for rail, for the Federal Rail Administration. So we get this funding opportunity to look into it and see what the viability of this route would be.
Well, on more than a few occasions, I've been called a wonk. So let's hear about process and where you are with that.
Yes. So last summer, we worked really hard with a lot of community leaders along the corridor from really Caldwell to Salt Lake City to put together an expression of interest. And this expression of interest was a way for us to raise our hand to show the Federal Rail Administration that we are interested in restoring passenger rail service between these communities. And that was the first step. That was the beginning conversation to preview the corridor with them and for the FRA to share with us what the funding opportunities would be. So we did that expression of interest. It had over 30 sign-ons, cities of all sizes, universities, economic development organizations, anybody along this corridor from Caldwell to Salt Lake that was interested in learning more. So we finished that, and then now that the application itself is actually open for the funding for Corridor ID, we will have to put together a corridor narrative, and that narrative would include, okay, where it starts and ends, and then letters of support we have, any work that's been done on the corridor, things like that, that would show FRA we are ready for the next step, which would be just moving forward in the planning process.
So might there be an opportunity for the public to weigh in on this anytime soon?
Absolutely. We really need the public's help building out the story that we're sharing about the potential for this corridor. We know so many people have stories, have experiences with riding the train or what they believe a train could mean for them. Trains connecting families, trains connecting communities. We want to hear what people have to say about that. So any resident, any community member who hears this and wants to share a story that we could potentially use in our application can email me at movementforeveryone@cityofboise.org.
Everyone or anyone?
Yeah, movement for everyone.
Everyone, all one word, at
cityofboise.org.
And anecdotal, right?
Anecdotal, anything. What experience you've had, if you rode the train when it was through Idaho before, or if you feel like this would be a huge asset to you, just tell us what that train service would mean to you.
Can you give us some idea of what the calendar looks like, either hard dates, soft dates, even approximate dates?
Yes. So the application opened in December, and right now we're in the early stages of working with our partners in Salt Lake to determine who will participate between our corridor, what mayors will have involved, what community leaders need to be involved in building out that narrative that I referenced before. And then the application closes in March, at the end of March. And we'll know if we're selected probably by early fall. And if we are selected, we get $500,000 to develop a service development plan for the corridor. And that piece will help us answer so many of the questions that we've been getting, like how much it will cost, the economic benefit, where would stops be, the frequency, station improvements that we need, things like that. So this application is a really big step in getting that funding and making sure we can get started on a plan.
And if we get that far, that's where we start talking even anecdotally about possible ridership?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that service development plan can include projections for ridership. And what's really great about this is we can access this $500,000 through this grant program to answer these questions, and we don't have to expend any of our own funds or state funds to seek these answers.
Well, I'm impressed again that our listeners can weigh in on this. Can you give us that email address one more time?
Yes. Yes. So if you have a train story you want to share, an experience riding the train, we want to lift those stories up in our application and would ask that you email them to movementforeveryone@cityofboise.org.
And that was Bree Brush, Chief Advisor on Transportation in the Mayor's Office at Boise City Hall. She was speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about bringing Amtrak back to Boise. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.